الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا الصحف نشرت وإذا السماء كشطت وإذا الجحيم سعرت وإذا الجنة أزلفت علمت نفس ما أحضرت فلا أقسم بالكنس الجوار الكنس والليل إذا عسعس والصبح إذا تنفس إنه لقول رسول كريم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today inshallah we'll talk about two aspects, a little bit about Surah Takwir, the 81st Surah of the Quran, and thereafter inshallah we'll talk a little about Ramadan and how to best welcome it, how to inshallah live within its parameters and attain that which is beneficial for ourselves. In continuing last week, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a time will come when each individual's deeds are opened. Everything will be brought forth. And nothing will be hidden. And as humans, we pride ourselves with privacy. We pride ourselves that others must not find out things about me. And we have laws in place that are linked to us privacy. We have passcodes so others do not get into our computer system or hack into our computer system. Because either A, we have skeletons, or B, we have no skeletons. But we don't want individuals to know about us more than that which is necessary. Allah is saying that as far as that day is concerned, everything will be brought forth. Allah is telling us this to pass a very simple message that, oh insan, I know you like privacy. However, in your private life and your private discussions, you are a mess. The things that you talk about with your families, with your close friends, they are not always the very best. Many of it is linked directly to gossip, to lies, to inferences, to rolling of eyeballs, thinking the others cannot see. All these things we do to make ourselves feel superior and good. Why? Because human nature is, I'm significant and everyone else is insignificant. I can do what I want, I can say what I want, it's on my command. That is how the structure of the average human is. Allah says, وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. All this eye-rolling, secret messages, private dialogues, planning and plotting to maintain dominance. All that Allah says will be brought forth in the open. And if your planning was wrong, you know what you are doing at that point? All your 10 years of fast, 20 years of fast, you're handing it over to someone else. All the hard work, Quran that you've read, wonderful Hajj and Umrah you have been to, charity you have given, everything, you are handing it over to the other individual. That's why they say, reward is a currency. Your reward is a currency. It'll either take you to heaven or take you into hell. And you are making your currency for someone else. You're giving your hasanat to someone else. You raised your children with such goodness. You invested so much time and energy, so much wealth. All that reward you're giving to a person that you may have only known for a day, a month, a year, a decade, maximum 2 or 3 decades. وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ. Allah says, when that day comes forward, everything is open, make it such that that day is not a day of loss for you and those around you. وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ كُشِطَتْ. And Allah is talking about when the skin of the heaven, basically, the clouds, the skies, everything is stripped open. The beauty that we see right now, that beauty is not going to be there. It's a different situation, a different scene. وَإِذَا الْجَحِيمُ سُحِرَتْ. You know, before the airplane takes off, what they do? They warm the engines up. Before a race, you see these people that do race car driving. I can't understand what nation or what people see cars go round and round so somebody can get first place and open a bottle of champagne and spray it and everyone enjoys it. So just as they get those engines warmed up, some people that have back problems, they say when you get up in the morning, you must do stretches and warm your body up. Allah says, a time will come when the skies are essentially stripped. People are brought forth, and from a distance they'll be able to see a blazing fire. And this fire is getting hot with every second, every moment. It's getting hotter and hotter. And within the fire, there are things, there are bits that are put, that are crackling and opening and making the heat hotter and hotter. And with every second, it's getting more severe and more severe. And وَإِذَا الْجَنَّةُ أُزْلِفَتْ. And paradise too is beautifying and exceeding itself in its beauty. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Every individual will know what it brought forth. Just like an exam. When the teacher puts that question forward, what do you say? Why did I skip chapter 21? You know chapter 21. You had an inclination it was going to come, but you skipped it. You thought you were going to outdo the teacher. You were going to outdo the test bank. On that moment, you realize, if I just spent 20 minutes more, if I just did not go to Denny's and enjoy it with my friends before exams. You know, there are people that are very, very crafty and nasty out there. I know students that are in competitive programs. You know what they do in exam week? They tell all the friends, let's go and have fun. Let's go and have fun. Everybody gets caught up. They're having fun. But they themselves, what they're doing at night, they are studying. They're very clever. They know how to sort of alter the curve, so to speak. So while they're helping you party, and I tell young ones all the time, don't get caught up with people like this. They'll go out with you, they'll hang out with you, make you have a great time. And they themselves at night, they are studying, they are studying, they are studying. Then when the exam is done, what they say? I don't know, I just got lucky. You don't just get lucky. With some of those exams, the way they are made, nobody gets lucky just like that. So I tell to our young ones, in the exam week, the weeks that lead up to it, do what is right. Either you party now and cry later, or you cry now and you study now and enjoy life later on. عَلِمَتْ نَفْسٌ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. Allah is saying the same thing. On that day, you will get a flash. Everything will come forth and you'll know exactly what you have earned and not earned. Or what you have had to try more towards to make it easier for yourself. And we'll end up with this last two ayah. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ. Allah takes an oath in that which He reverses. You know, the Quran is such a book that when individuals have examined it, there is no part of the Quran they are able to say is false. So So when scientists go through it, this is what they'll say. Out of, let's say, 100% of things that we have examined, 20% we know has come true, or 10% we know has come true, whatever the figure is. So then what about the other 80%? Logically, people will say, well, it's not confounded, or we don't know, or maybe it's false in nature. But regarding the remainder, this is what they have said. We cannot say it is not true at all, which means that if you don't know that it is not true, there is a great possibility that either in your lifetime or someone else's lifetime, it will be brought forth. Now regarding this ayah, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ, Allah is taking an oath in that which He reverses. الْجَوَارِ الْخُنَّسِ, these two ayah, when it was examined, you know they talk about the black hole. And what is the function of the black hole? If you were to say it in one sentence, the black hole has a function. Everything Allah has created has a function. And according to some scientists, the idea of the black hole is to cleanse the environment. And that which is impure, it goes through a cleansing process. This is a summary version. It's not a scientific discussion. In fact, if you look at the system of Allah, you look at a human, they are balanced. If you look at trees in the environment, there is some balance towards it. You don't just see leaves on one side and nothing on the other side. You look at the trunk and on both sides you see things. Simple thing like the creation of a bicycle. Yes, you do see a one-wheel bicycle. That's normally in the circus. Why is it in the circus? Because it's fun and amusing. Nobody runs around with a one-wheel bicycle. It's normally two wheels. You look at a car, it's balanced in a certain way. Likewise, to create a balance, Allah has created this hole, so to speak, and the pollutants that are out here, it goes through what we will call a cleansing promise, a cleansing situation. Allah is taking an oath in that. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالْخُنَّسِ الْجَوَارِ الْكُنَّسِ وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا عَسْعَسِ وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ. Allah is saying, I've created all these various things, night, day, this given cleansing process. I've created it for one purpose, O insan, so you may realize my magnificence and my greatness. Understand me for what I have created. Don't get caught up in the creation, but understand the value of the Creator. And this is where we humans are lost. You know, when you look at some people, you feel sorry for them. Really, in the context of the surah, you feel sorry for them. They are caught up in a continual chase. Chases their families, chases their money, chases their cars, chases their homes, chases creation. And Allah is giving them so many signs. So many signs. They see the car breaking, they see the house breaking, they see relationships breaking, either theirs or the children's or those around them. They see health, so to speak, breaking. They are seeing it. It's not that they're oblivious of it, but they don't get it. They're still caught up in creation. And Allah through the surah is saying, don't get caught up in the creation, because creation comes to an end. Night comes to an end. Day comes to an end. Things come to an end. Only thing that remains is Allah. The system of Allah. The pleasures that Allah wishes. The outcome that Allah wishes. And thereafter we end up with the phrase, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولِ الْكَرِيمِ. The words of your Prophet of Allah. Some have translated this way. They are undoubtedly true in nature. The words, some say the word Rasul here means Jibreel alayhi salam. And what he brought down, there is no falsity in that. Take whichever one you want. If it is Jibreel salam, is referring to the Quran, is referring to a set of a hadith, is referring to the information that he gave to Rasulullah, that is not false. Whether it is Jibreel alayhi salam or whether it is the Prophet of Allah, their words are positive. What they are seeking is positive. The outcome for you and I, if we follow it, it will be positive. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, on these final days of Sha'ban, let us make an intention, a sincere intention, that we will continue to welcome Ramadan and be part of Ramadan with holding and upholding certain principles and values. The Quran itself says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. The Quran was sent for one purpose, هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, to guide people and keep people on the pathway of continual guidance. Staying away from abuse, staying away from lies, staying away from cheating, being honest, being humble, being tranquil, living in harmony with your spouse, with your family, with all those around you. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. What is Furqan? Furqan is that which separates and helps you separate continually between good and bad. That's why the Quran is called Quran, but it's also called Furqan. Quran actually means, come from the word qarn. Qarn, if you see an animal, you say it has a horn. Qarn actually means horn. What is a horn? A horn is that which is stuck to the animal's head. And the Quran is supposed to be stuck to you, and if you look at the design of it, linking you continuously towards Allah. That's what Quran is. The root word is from Qarn. And Furqan is Farq. To help you distinguish between, I mean, where do you see such words? Where the book itself, if a person didn't even open it, they know automatically from the root word, it's linking them to something. Or Furqan is to allow you to separate yourself between right and wrong on a continual basis. So Shahr, the Quran, the ayah is said, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, and continues there, it says, وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنْ هُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Two words. Is to link you and become a proof for you in separating between that which is good and that which is bad. Why? كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So you may attain taqwa. And how do you attain taqwa? There are many different ways. And one way is through fasting. This morning after Fajr Salah, we did a hadith. Fasting is a shield. It's a protection. And everyone wants protection. That's why we have homes. That's why we lock our doors. That's why we have cars. We sit in a car. We put a seat belt on. Why do you put a seat belt on? With the idea, hopefully, you are protected. Why do you lock your door? So you are protected. Why do you take your medication? So you're protected. And why do you do all those things? That's what media tells you to do. If you lock your door, you'll be protected. You put seatbelt on, you'll be protected. But do people die in accidents? Yes, they die. Do people break in? Yes, they break in. But why do you believe that? We hear it all the time. So why don't we fast? Because we don't hear its value all the time. That's how humans are. That's why they come to say, awwal an-nas awwal an-nisyan. The Arabic is the same. The first of human was the first to forget. Allah said, don't go near this tree. Allah didn't keep on repeating it. So he forgot. He went near the tree. And therefore today you and I are living in Utah. And there's a reason for that. So we can change who we are. Last week we mentioned the word, raji'un. So we are here not just to live here. So so we can realize what we forgot, so we can go back to Allah cleansed. And that's why we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So we live our life so we make a rujoo and get back to our Allah in a state of purity, in a state of goodness. That's what this month is all about. It's about cleansing ourselves, not breaking that shield. Fasting is a shield that spiritually connects you between you and your Allah, and it strengthens you. That is why you'll notice sometimes towards the end of your fast, although you feel weak physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, you feel strong. You feel strong. And as you mature through fasting, you don't even feel like grabbing the food. You try to make sure the wife opened her fast first. The young ones open, yes, they may be doing a half day fast, but you wish that they open it first. You make sure everyone has eaten first. Thereafter you open your fast. What is this a sign of? This is a sign of taqwa. You make a special dua. What dua do you make when you open the fast? Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive my family. Oh Allah, ya wasi asfal, ighfirli. Oh Allah, make spacious your bounty. These are the things we say when you're opening our fast. We don't just grab the food and shove it down. And when we do it, we feel good. Why do we feel good? Because, as it says, that shield that was created during the day has created spiritual satisfaction. So my brothers and sisters, I mean, you'll be surprised how many of our young ones don't fast. How many of our, sometimes older folks also, they don't fast. Let us try to make this Ramadan a little bit different, and inshallah we will see its blessedness and its benefit, not only in this world, but also inshallah in the hereafter to come as well. Ameen.